Senate Bill 48, an act to revise the eligibility requirements under which certain members of the South Dakota retirement system can retire without a reduction in benefits.
Senate Bill 48 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Madam President, members of the Senate, Senate Bill 48 is a retirement laws bill. Senate Bill 48 will cost money. It's important to point out to you that the money will not be coming from tax dollars, and it will not be coming from the Appropriations Committee. It will not be coming from the general fund. The money that we will be spending if we pass this bill is the property of the 56,000 members of the South Dakota retirement system. It's their property, and we watch over it for them and allow them to gain the benefit whenever we can. I think it's important also for you to know that whenever a retirement laws bill is brought, it must be accompanied by an actuarial statement. That tells you that our contracted actuary has looked at the bill and given you an opinion about the actuarial, has given you an opinion about the effect actuarially on the system. I have put on everybody's desk the actuarial statement with regard to this bill, and just briefly, I think you can see that it indicates the numbers have been crunched. We can do this bill. We will not hurt the retirement system. We will meet our unfunded obligations with the money that we have in reserve at this time. What this bill would do, presently, the South Dakota retirement system provides a special early retirement benefit for A members, Class A members, as early as age 55, if their age plus years of credited service equals at least 85. It's known as the rule of 85 with a minimum age of 55. This bill would improve the early retirement requirements for Class A members to a rule of 80 with a minimum age of 55. For example, a member at age 55 would be required to have 25 years of credited service to meet the rule of 80 and retire with a full unreduced benefit. That's what it amounts to. Quite frankly, in just simple lay terms, if you quit a year before you're allowed to, before you make your rule, you're going to lose 3%. If you quit a couple of years before this thing kicks in, you're going to lose 6%. For Class A employees, then, when they reach the rule of 80, they would not see any reduction in benefits. This bill was brought by the South Dakota Retirement System Trustees as a result of a recommendation from the Summer Standing Committee's recommendation to them. We held meetings this summer. One of the things that we did is recommend that the trustees look at this bill and present it if they thought they could. And for obvious reasons, then they did think they could, and they have brought it for you. As I've said before, the actuarial impact on the system, it won't hurt the system. We will meet our unfunded obligations. We are where we want to be, and we still will be if we enact this law. I'd urge you to support this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 48? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question. Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. I really don't know a whole lot about this bill. And I thought somebody might speak against it, and I want to speak against it, just because, and not that I'm really opposed to it, because I really, those people in the retirement system, it's their money, but some considerations, I think, if you're wavering in the middle like I am, some thoughts that I have that I think you should consider. Sitting down on appropriations, we hear continually about the turnover and of employees in the state system and how hard it is to find good employees. Well, now we've got employees that are trained, and we're going to encourage them to retire. And so I think there is going to be an economic impact to our budget and years in the future. Again, it's one of those things just kind of weighing what's right or wrong, but there are some impacts, I think, if we do this. I think we probably do have one of the best retirement systems. I'm not sure why we have to make it more enticing for our trained people to leave. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 48. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury? I'm sorry, a senator? Aye. Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel? Koskin?
No.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton? Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 29, nays 4, excused 2.
Senate Bill 48 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.